So, is it another obituary for the cellist Jacqueline Dupre? And, and it's about art again. It's called Laments for Cellists and Jacqueline Dupre. When the beautiful cellist Jacqueline Dupre died of multiple sclerosis at 42, all the cellists grieved, and one fell on her instrument, not as a sacrifice, but as an accident, if there are such accidents. She was hysterical, but there was no damage to the tone, and it only cost $1,000 to fix. Remember, a cello is a beautiful shape of air set in the right box and played by strings, the player plays. A cellist can't get close to it the way a violinist does, feeling the air play the wood, play the bones of his or her head, as the violinist joins the music to the brain with wood. That's why some cellists dance with it like Yo-Yo Ma, because it is an outside music that they have to join as athletes of a different air. So when Jacqueline Dupre died young, her muscles dying on her first, it got to the cellists in their very art, because they're distant from their instruments. It can't go to their heads like violins. With her, the music started distantly, then it got more distant, then the distance got to be the infinity of cello death. The way a cellist I knew would drape his tux around his instrument before he went to sleep after a performance in a strange town, so the cello could be the cellist through the night, dead silence, with a black bow tie around its neck, so he could joke away the horrors that way.